A state corporation has agreed to change the terms of a multi-million dollar loan to a Cook Inlet oil company because of those vetoed oil tax credits from last year. Texas-based Blue Crest asked for the loan modification to help the company deal with construction delays and the loss of millions in delayed payments from the state. Rasha McChesney of Alaska's Energy Desk has more from Juneau.
In 2015, the state agreed to give Texas-based Blue Crest Energy Incorporated and its subsidiaries a $30 million line of credit to buy a drilling rig and camp. The company is using them to produce oil from the Cosmopolitan field in southern Cook Inlet. The project is supposed to produce thousands of barrels of oil a day in Cook Inlet and bring in more than $150 million in new oil taxes and royalties to the state. But there were delays in the completion of the drilling rig, and that led to postponed oil production from the field. Then, Governor Bill Walker decided to postpone millions in tax credit payments the state owes to the company. Now, Blue Crest is asking the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority to change the terms of its loan. It wants to make interest-only payments for most of 2017, and it wants to lower the amount of money it keeps in an account that would reimburse the state if the company defaults on its loan. The authority's board members heard public testimony during their December 1st meeting. Some Kenai Peninsula residents were dismayed that the company is getting financing at all, let alone being allowed to relax the terms of its loan.
I don't have a clue how that would be a worthy investment. With the price of oil, it's been discussed already, it seems to be a huge gamble.
That's Katie Kennedy. She lives in Ninilchik, a community neighboring Blue Crest's pad. She says Blue Crest's ties to a now bankrupt energy company that also operated in Cook Inlet show that the company doesn't deserve a state loan. But others say the company has a viable business plan that was derailed when it lost tax credit revenue it needed to meet the terms of the loan. Kara Moriarty, president and CEO of the Alaska Oil and Gas Association, placed the blame for the loan modification squarely on the shoulders of the state.
We're here not because of anything Blue Crest did. It was part of the business plan the state was aware of with ADA that the tax credit payment would be part of the financial package for ADA and for Blue Crest. And with the governor's veto, it has caused a lot of companies to refinance their projects. There are other companies that had to do the same thing with private lending institutions.
Ultimately, board members unanimously voted to modify the loan. From Alaska's Energy Desk in Juneau, I'm Rasha McChesney.